Wake. We held grandmother's wake 3 days later. We knew that people would be coming in large numbers, but we were stunned because almost 2,000 Indians showed up that day to say goodbye. And nobody gave me any crap. I mean, I was still the kid who had betrayed the tribe, and that couldn't be forgiven. But I was also the kid who'd lost his grandmother, and everybody knew that losing my grandmother was horrible. So they all waved the white flag that day and let me grieve in peace. And after that, they stopped hassling me whenever they saw me on the rez. I mean, I still lived on the rez, right? And I had to go get the mail and get milk from the trading post and just hang out, right? So I was still a part of the rez. People had either ignored me or called me names or pushed me. But they stopped after my grandmother died. I guess they realized that I was in enough pain already. Or maybe they realized they'd been cruel jerks. I wasn't suddenly popular, of course. But I wasn't a villain anymore. No matter what else happened between my tribe and me, I would always love them for giving me peace on the day of my grandmother's funeral. Even Rowdy just stood far away. He would always be my best friend, no matter how much he hated me. We had to move the coffin out of the Spokane Tribal Longhouse and set it on the 50-yard line of the football field. We were lucky the weather was good. Yep, about 2,000 Indians and a few white folks sat and stood on the football field as we all said goodbye to the greatest Spokane Indian in history. I knew that my grandmother would have loved that send-off. It was crazy and fun and sad. My sister wasn't able to come to the funeral. That was the worst part about it. She didn't have enough money to get back, I guess. That was sad. But she promised me she'd sing 100 mourning songs that day. We all have to find our own ways to say goodbye. Tons of people told stories about my grandmother. But there was one story that mattered most of all. About 10 hours into the wake, a white guy stood. He was a stranger. He looked vaguely familiar. I knew I'd seen him before, but I couldn't think of where. We all wondered exactly who he was, but nobody knew. That wasn't surprising. My grandmother had met thousands of people. The white guy was holding this big suitcase. He held that thing tight to his chest as he talked. "Hello," he said. "My name is Ted." And then I remembered who he was. He was a rich and famous billionaire white dude. He was famous for being filthy rich and really weird. My grandmother knew billionaire Ted. Wow.